Okay, Megillah Daf Beis. Megillah Daf Beis. Here we go. Megillah Nikreis. So we have three more Masechtas Bez Hashem to Seder Moed. Megillah and Moed Karna Chagiga. So Megillah Nikreis, B'yud Aleph, B'yud Beis, B'yud Gimel, B'yud Dalet, B'yud Tesvav. Megillah Esther is read on anywhere from the 11th through the 15th of Adar. Lo Pachas V'lo Yoser cannot be read ever earlier than the 11th, and it cannot be read after the 15th. Why does the Lashon in the Mishnah Megillah Nikreis instead of Korin es HaMegillah, especially in contrast to the first Mishnah in Shas, Ve'emasai Korin es HaMegillah? So I thought we mentioned in Brachos Daf Beis, we'll mention it again in Megillah Daf Beis, is the contrast. That's the Ritva here mentions it, and I think he mentions it there too. Korin is mashma that you have to read it. Ritva says, this is alluding to the fact that there is no halacha of Shomea Ka'ona when it comes to Kriya Shema. Korin, everybody has to read it. You can't have one person that reads it for everybody else. That's Lashon Korin, by Kriya Shema, by Shemona Esrei, by a few other mitzvahs, that Shomea Ka'one, the principle does not apply. Nikreis alludes to the halacha that Shomea Ka'one, one person can read it, and everybody else can listen and be as if they're reading it. Obviously, everybody has a mitzvah of Kriya. There is a sheet of Ezra that we'll discuss later, that there might be, for women maybe, a mitzvah of Shemia, but men for sure have a mitzvah of Kriya, but that could be they could be Yotze with somebody else. That's the allusion to Megillah Nikreis. That's why Dehacha Kriya Echad Sheechad Korei V'Kulam B'Shmiya Mashenke B'Kriya Shema Shkol Echad Me'em Chayev Likro L'Shani B'Fif. Fine. That's more of a halachic reason. Rabbi Schreiber told me, B'Shem Rav Huttner, that there is a hashkafic reason as well. Korin, famous like Korin by Kriya Shema, it's an active mitzvah that you have to do. A person's evolved and he has to be Makabal Malchus Shemayim. And he has to do it himself. Nikreis is more of it happens. The story of the Megillah happened. Man was not involved. It wasn't a Sarusa de la Ela. It was a Sarusa de la Tata. It wasn't a Sarusa de la Tata. It was a Sarusa de la Ela. Kodesh Baruch Hu. His name is not mentioned in the Megillah. And it's more of Nikreis. It happened. Bederech HaTeva. Hidden. That's Nikreis instead of Korin. Okay. So Megillah Nikreis. The Megillah is read on the 11th through the 15th. Lo Pachos V'lo Yoser. It cannot be read earlier. It cannot be read after. One point that we showed and point out, it might be able to be read earlier in certain extreme cases. Now, halacha is, Shulchan Aruch, let's say somebody is leaving their house on the fourth day of Adar without returning, and he only has a Megillah now, and he can't, for some reason, he cannot take it with him, and he's not going to have a Megillah later when it comes time for Purim. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Pechesiv Zayin, HaMefarish Bayam VaHayotzi B'Shayara, Ve'eni Motzi Megillah LaHolichimo, he's not going to find a Megillah later, Yikra Ena B'Yud Gimel, O B'Yud Bezo B'Achadasar B'Lo Bracha. So you can read it on the earlier days without a bracha. We'll get to that. Vim Ef Shalahamtid Ad Yamim Halalu, Yesh Omrim, Shekore Afilu Mitchilas HaChodesh. Some say that you could even read it from Rosh Chodesh Adar, quoting from Nagos Hashri. So there are some extreme cases. They might be able to read it earlier, but that might not be B'Torah's mitzvah. That might be B'Torah's a tashlumin even before the mitzvah. But again, that's an exception to the rule that would be possible. Okay, so that is the first. That's the first line. So it goes from the 11th to the 15th. Continuing, Krachin Hamukafan Choma Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun Korin B'Tesvav. Walled cities that were walled from the time of Yoshua ben Nun, read it on the 15th of Adar. Kfarim b'ayaros gedolos karen b'yudalid, and kfarim and ayaros, other villages and big cities that were not walled at the time of Yoshua ben Nun, read it on the 14th of Adar. Elash kfarim makdim liyom haknisa, but kfarim, the small villages, are allowed to read it a little earlier on the Yom HaKadisa. What does that mean? So first let's finish the read the Mishnah and then we'll talk about it a little more. Ketzad, what does that mean that they're Makdim Yom HaKadisa? Ketzad Chalios Yudalid B'Sheini. If the Purim Yudalid Adar falls out on Monday, Kfarim Ba'ayaros Gedolos Karim Bo Bayom, then the little villages and the big cities are going to read it Bo Bayom on that day, Umukafas Chom Alamachar, and the walled cities are going to read it tomorrow. What is the issue with the Kfarim? So first we'll do Rashi's Pshat. Rashi's Pshat is that the villagers do not know how to lane. They don't know how to lane. They don't have Baalei Kriya for the Megillah. So what do? We want to make it a little easier for them. Every Monday and Thursday, they come to the big towns anyway, so that they could shop, so that they could go to the Bez Din, which is open on Mondays and Thursdays. So they're going to be there anyway. So, you know what? Once they're there, let somebody from the big city lane for them, even though it might not be Purim yet. Even though it is earlier. Again, that's already a formulation. It's not Purim yet. You might say this is a kind of like a Purim. But let's say Pashtus, that it is not a Purim yet. That's what Rashi says on the sixth skinny line or so. But the Yoshvin, Vakforim, Enam, Bekiim, Likros, Vitzrichan, Shikran, Elham, Echon, Bnei Ha'ir. And therefore, one of the Bnei Ha'ir laying the Megillah for them when they're in those cities. So if it falls out on a Monday, Yud Aleph, then there's no problem, because that's the day they're in the city, and that's the day that's Purim. So therefore, fine, wonderful. But what happens if it's earlier or later? Chalios b'shlishia b'rvi, but if Purim falls out, Purim on Yud Aleph, if Yud Aleph Adar falls out on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, so then the villagers are going to be stuck because they don't have anybody to read for them, according to Rashi Pshat. So those villagers are allowed to read it earlier on the day that they gathered into the big city, on the Monday before. So that will work out to be on the 12th or the 13th of Adar. Vayaras Gedolos. And again, this is if it falls out on Tuesday or Wednesday. Korin Bobayom. The big cities read it on that day. Umakavas Chomel Lamachar. And the ones which were walled from the time of Yeshua ben Nun read it the following day. Read it Lamachar the next day. Chalios Bachamishi. If Yud Aleph falls out on a Thursday. Kfarim Vayaras Gedolos Korin Bobayom. So then the villagers which are in the city on that Thursday, and the big cities read it that day on Thursday. Umakavas Chomel Lamachar. And the ones, the walled cities, read it the next day on Friday. Chalios Erev Shabbos, if Yud Dalet falls out on Friday, Kfarim Akdim Liyom HaKnisa, then the Kfarim, the villagers read it the day before on Thursday, Vayaros Gadolos Mukavas Choma Karabo Bayom, but the big cities read it on the day that they're supposed to on Friday, and Mukavas Choma Karabo Bayom, and also the Mukavas Choma don't read it on Shabbos, Tezvav, but they read it the day earlier, because you can't read it on Shabbos, as we'll see, and you can't push it off any later. You don't push off the Megillah till Sunday, which would be Tezayin. We don't do that, so that's why they read it a day earlier, on Friday. Chalios b'Shabbos, but if it falls out on Shabbos, if Yud Dal falls out on Shabbos, then Kfarim Vayores Gedolos Makdil Makor Liyom HaKnisa, then the villagers and the big cities are Makdil Liyom HaKnisa to Thursday. Interesting, the big cities, once we're pushing them back, we don't push them back to Friday, we push them back to Thursday. Even though we could have pushed him back one day, but instead, once we're pushing him back, we push him back to Thursday. Umukafas Choma Lamachar. And Mukafas Choma read it when they're supposed to on Tezvav, which is Sunday. Chalios Achar Shabbos. But what if Yud Dalet falls out on Sunday? So then, Kfarim Makdim Liyom HaKnisa. So then, this is the earliest that it gets. Kfarim are Makdim to the Thursday before, which is Yud Aleph Adar. Vayaros Gedolos Korin Bo Bayom. And Ayaros Gedolos read it that day on Sunday. Umukafas Choma Lamachar. And the Mukafas Choma, the ones that were walled, read it the next day on Monday. Okay, so that's how we get readings of the Megillah from Yud Aleph through Tesva. A couple of points on the Mishnah. First is a question that all the Rishonim asked, the Ramban, the Ran, and that is, Manish Tana, Megillah's Esther, Mikol HaMitzvos. Why is this the only mitzvah in the books that there are different times to do it for different Jews? You know, every other mitzvah, you do the mitzvah on a certain day. You do Lulav on Sukkot, we do Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So when is it? You're right, it's the Rabbanan. But, you know, it might be patterned after a Daraisa, but Chanukah is done all on the same day. Dafka, this mitzvah is done differently depending where you live. Where else do we have such a mitzvah? We don't. This is the only one. Ask the Ran. Maro, Ashi, Knesset, Gadola, Lachlok, Mitzvah, Zuli, Yom, Lachalukim, Lekvo, Yom, Yucha, Leprazim, Yom, Yucha, Lekrachim, Mashekim, Bashar, Mitzvahs. So that's the question. So some Rishonim say it has to do with the story. Each place rested from the war on different days, so therefore it was appropriate to have different days to remember the nace, because it was zecher to the nace that occurred. So different days, different parts of Klal Yisrael celebrated different days because that's when the nace occurred. That's one idea. The Mara Cohen, Rabbi Tzal Cohen Mivilna, in the back of the Gemara quotes his brother Rabbi Shlomo Mivilna. He said, "I'll tell you a different pshat, because really Megillas Esther smacks a little bit of Baal Tosef." You know, this is a mitzvah derabbanan out of nowhere, and we discussed Baal Tosef a lot in Mizekhas Rosh Hashanah. Who says the rabbanan have the authority to make a new mitzvah? Okay, gzeira we understand, it's so that preventing you from doing it from a daraisa, but coming up with a new mitzvah totally, the chachamim are allowed to do that. So it says Shemati b'shi marach yagon the bishul de'emes k'siv elah mitzvahs ein nabi rashi lachadish rabbeinata the hilchach ach mikra megillah mosu smach, they did find the smach, but still mikom makom lo ratzu lasos mitzvah zuke ein shel Torah, they didn't want anybody to be confused that this might be a daraisa mamish. So therefore they bedafka did something that does not appear by Mrs. Daraisa, something that would never exist by Mrs. Daraisa, and that is different days for different Jews. So you know it's derabbanan. That's why. So you Torah achas mishmah echad v'chol Yisrael u'bekiven shachalku mitzvah zulu zanam chalukim laharos shehu midivreihem kach shamati bimenu. That's what he quotes from his brother of Shlomo Mivilna. The Davka made this mitzvah in a way that nobody would be confused. Different zmanim, different mitzvahs. We do make shehechiyanu when we lay in the Megillah. The Rashba points out this is in contrast to bir chametz. Some suggest what is the reason we don't say shehechiyanu on the mitzvah of bir chametz. one of the few brachas we say once a year, al b'yir chamis, before we do the b'dika. So the Rashba and the Tshuva in Reish Chav Gimel says, some say that you don't make a bracha of al b'yir chamis because there's different zmanim for the mitzvah. If you leave your house 2 weeks before Pesach, if you leave your house a month before Pesach, right, just in a month, you have to do a b'dika. And if you're planning to come back before Pesach, you have to do it weeks before. So says the Rashba, that is why some suggest there is no bracha of Shechyanu when you say Bir Chametz. There are other answers given. You don't make a bracha of Shechyanu on a Hashchasa. You're destroying. It's not right to make a Shechyanu. That's why there's no, maybe no Shechyanu on Parsha Zachar. But that is some. But he says, this is not like Kriyas HaMegillah though. Ve'ein Adom al Kriyas HaMegillah. Sha'af al Bisham Akdim liyom HaKnisa. V'yesh lo Zmanim Harbi. Even though there are various times for that, they're still finite. They're still specific. This is part of the takana. Lopachas vol yoser. Bir chametz has no zman. If you're planning to come back before Pesach, then even 5 months before, you got to do it. So ella afilo mitchilas hashana va'anu ein darkein lomar zman. Therefore, he says the minhag is not to say shechyanu on bir chametz, even though yes shechyanu on Megillah, even though you have all these days of doing it, because that's part of the original Takan. Okay, two more points on the Mishnah. Number one is, we know why the question that the Gemara is going to ask, and that is, why Bizman Yehoshua? Why do we go by the walled cities Bizman Yehoshua? Why wouldn't it make sense to go the walled cities Bizman HaChashverosh, Bizman the Purim story, which is actually going to be an opinion on Daf Beis and Mabeis? So why is it? So the Bavli doesn't say. Bavli doesn't give another reason. Oh, Bavli is going to give another reason based on a limud, but the Yerushalmi here, the Rishonim all quote the Yerushalmi, and that is because they lachlo kavod le'eretz Yisrael. And that is because Eretz Yisrael was desolate at the time of the Purim story. So you're going to say the Purim story has different rules for open cities and walled cities, and all the cities of Eretz Yisrael, none of them were walled at the time. They were all broken. They were all desolate. So they're all going to be treated like unwalled cities. It's like, it's not nice, because that we're going to remember that Eretz Yisrael was not built up and fortified at the time. So that's why Chazal, to give cover to Eretz Yisrael, threw it back and said, could they lachlo cover to Eretz Yisrael? We go by the walled cities, Bizman Yehoshua ben Nun. The Meiri adds, maybe it makes sense, because Yehoshua started the Melchama with Amalek. So maybe that's another reason why we want to add Yehoshua in to the Purim story. The Meiri writes, let me find it here. The Meiri says, V'yesha pirshu, mitzacha nilcham Yehoshua im Amalek shahaya haman mizaro. Ukemo shematzu ba'agada, like he quotes a medrash. Ksov zosi karam ba'sefer v'sim ba'azna Yehoshua. Manish tanish mitzvah zu shenemer b'loshen zeh yosem yishar mitzvahs. Kishe hizchul Yehoshua b'mechamas ha'malek haye mechazel liyosem mistayem ha'zayado. Yehoshua wanted to finish the mitzvah. But Hashem says to him, Amar lok, shiaki yezmano shel ha'malek limachos milafanai yehu niskar aleha. Don't worry, they're going to remember you, Yehoshua. When the time comes later for ha'malek to be wiped out, to remembered, you'll be remembered. That's what it says. Ir mukav eschol mimos Yehoshua bin Nun. That is the Yerushalmi, and that is the Meiri. Yeah. Right, that's anyway, I'm saying. So that's why Dafka. That's why Dafka. They made it so that, like we mentioned, that's why they made it to show that it's Durabanan. They wanted to show that this is not a mitzvah daraisa. That's why the Dafka made it on different days, according to that Binyan Shlomo. Shushan was not a walled city at the time of. We're going to get to that in the Gemara. It's not 100. Rashi's going to hold Suffolk. Rashi's going to hold Suffolk of who's Mukav Choma at that time. At that time, but Shushan has different rules because Shushan, the story happened there. So that was the Gemara is going to say it has different rules. The Rashba though has an important ha'ara. The Rashba here says, we're going by the walled city of the most Yeshua ben Nun, but at that time, there's a machlok, as we know, we're going to have later on in Mesechus Megillah, whether the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael stayed forever. Kitcher Rishona, Kitcher Lasilavo, or Lo Kitcher Lasilavo. So ask the Rashba, if you say the Kedusha did not last, Lo Kitcher Lasilavo, so what's the point by going by the walled cities? There was no Kedusha anymore to those cities at the time. So if you say, Laman Dara Kedusha Rishona, Lo Kitcher Lasilavo, am I? Once the war, there was no Kedusha regarding halachas of Batei Rechoma, and Shulach Mitzora, so why are we remembering Elinyim in the Megillah? So he says, Yeshlomar, no. Once you're talking about giving covet to Eretz Yisrael, don't worry about legally whether there's still Kedusha there. So there's no Kedusha there. This isn't about Kedusha. This is about giving covet to Eretz Yisrael. You can, even according to the Manda Omar, Lo Kitcha Lasa Lavo, you still could give Tush, he still could give covet to Eretz Yisrael. Don in Osala Kriyasa, Kedina should be Me Yoshua, but Filo Manda Omar, Lo Kitcha Lasa Lavo. And that is why the idea of the Yerushalmi would be according to all opinions. Okay. One more thought, and then we'll continue. That is, we mentioned Rashi. Rashi is the more well-known opinion on the Mishnah. What are these kfarim? They don't know how to lane, so therefore they have to go to the big cities and get a balkari from the big city to lane for them. There's a major problem, though, with that opinion. And this is asked by all the Rishonim here. Usually we have a principle that if I'm not mechuyev bedavar, I can't be motzi you in something. A woman can't be motzi a man in shofar. Why? Because a woman is parted from shofar. Another man can be motzi another man, because a mechuyev bedavar can be motzi, even if they're already yotzi already, yotzi motzi. But according to Rashi, these city people, their Purim is Yud Dalid. So now according to Rashi Pshat, on Yud Aleph, they're able to lane for the Bnei Kfarim, but the Ben Ir is not mechuyev bedavar. So how could he be motzi somebody who is a mechuyev bedavar today? That is a strong kasha that is a Rashi, by all the Rishonim, the Ritva, the Rashba say, according to Rashi, side of the Mishnah, how could it be that a Ben Ir could be motzi, a Ben Kfar, isn't a Ben Ir, an Einu Mechuyev Bedavar? And that is why many Rishonim give a different shot. Tosis and Yavamas, Daf Yodalim, gives a different shot. What does he say? All it means here is that no, the Bnei, it means the villagers gathered on those days, that's the day that they had the minion in the big cities. But they themselves lanes. Like before they went home at the ports, that's when they laned the Megillah together. That's the day they were all together, but they laned for themselves. It can't be that they had somebody else lane for them. So the question is, how do we defend Rashi? Rashi, how does Rashi work here? How could an Einu Mechuyev Bedavar be motzi somebody who is Mechuyev? So some suggest that, oh, maybe they read it themselves quietly. So it wasn't totally Shomea Ka'ona. They read it quietly themselves. That's why they weren't really being, the Einu Mechuyev didn't really have to be motzi then. That's why I'm shopping. That's Iker Chaser Min HaSefer. The other shot that is suggested for Rashi, that's suggested by, I forgot who, I saw it, and that is, no, according to Rashi, this is all Drabanan. Part of the Iker Takana was to allow this to take place. Chazal gave them the power of a Mechuyev Bedavar. This is all Drabanan. It's not like Shofar where the Torah says, you're Pater today, and therefore you... The Chazal made up this mitzvah. So Chazal could say, you know what? On a day that you have to lane early, you're allowed to lane for them. You're allowed to be considered a mechuyev bedavar le'inyin zeh. So that seems to be what Rashi is saying. Yes?
If somebody does not live in and he's in that city, let's say, you know, you go to Yerushalayim.
So we're going to get to that. If one of the people is in the other city on the day of their laning. So we're going to get to that. Okay. Okay, one more on the Mishnah, but we'll wait for a minute. Remind me to get back to it a little bit later on the daf, and that is, to the Bnei Kfarim have to lane the night before, or just by day. Okay, we'll get back to that. Vaiter, the Gemara says, Megillah Nikreis B'yud Aleph Minalon, so the Megillah can be read on the 11th. That's the earliest. Minalon. Well, how do you know? Which Pasuk? So the Gemara says, Minalon? Which Pasuk? It's a Takana Drabanan. Takana Drabanan that you could make it earlier. What are you looking for a Pasuk for? Chachamim Hikilu ala Kfarim, Lios Magdim liyam Makrisa. Chachamim allowed the Bnei Kfar to lane it earlier. Kidei, Sheyasabku Mainu Mazon Lachim Shebekrachim. So that they could get their Chiyav done earlier, and they could help out their brethren, their brothers, on the days that it was going to be Purim for the latter group of people. Bnei Kfarim, the Rishonim deal. This seems to be a different reason than we just said. Because they're not going to be there, they don't know how to lane, versus this reason, that we're going to discuss how it can be put together. But what do you see? It's a Takana Drabanan. They allow them to do it earlier. So what do you mean, Minolan? Minolan, it's a Drabanan made it up. So the Gemara says, not Hachi Kamrina. No, this is what we mean by our question. Michti, Kulum Ashikadas Zagadola Tekninu, the Ashikadas Zagadola must have made this whole Takana. What whole takana? That there's a mitzvah of kriya and there's a mitzvah that you're allowed to do it earlier. They must have done all of that. The because if the Anshikas Gadola only instituted the 14th and the 15th, meaning what it says in the Megillah the 14th and the 15th, Mordechai is part of the Anshikas Gadola. If they only did those, Asu Rabban and Va'akri Takanta Takino Anshikas Gadola, could a later Bezdin be ochre that and say, you know what? Not just those days. We'll lay down a couple more days. Yud Aleph, Yud Beit, they'll be able to do that. V'hatzna, no. Mishnah Idias, we discussed this earlier. Ein Bezdin Yochel Avatel Divrei Bezdin Chaveiro Elim King Gadol. A later Bezdin cannot undermine and change a din of an earlier Bezdin unless they're as great as them, or greater than them. Therefore, it has to be, says the Gemara, that the fact that you lane on the 14th and the 15th, and the fact that you can lane earlier, was all from the Anshe Knesset Gadola. So if that's true, Elapshita, Kulu Anshe Knesset Gadola Tiknu. So it must all be from that time. So that, the question really is, Hechra Miza, is there any remez? Is there any hint to this idea in the Megillah that you could lane even earlier? Again, Yudalim and Tezvavim Mefurish, that you could lane it, but what about the earlier days? So we have two answers in the Gemara coming up. But one question first, and that is, what does the Gemara say here? The Bezer is not allowed to be mevatel the Bezer Chaveiro. Right? If you have a Durabanan at one point in history, you cannot be ochre later on in history. A question we did not deal with when we discussed this in Beitza. And that is, the Chachamim have the power to be ochre a din d'oraisa. You're telling me that they don't have the power to be ochre a Durabanan that was made 100 years earlier? They could be ochre shofar. They could be ochre lulav. Okay, not totally. We mentioned the tons in the past. They have to leave it a little bit to be chal at some point. But they could take a din d'oraisa and say it doesn't apply in many cases. So they don't have the power to be ochre a drabanan. It's Rabbi Chanan Nats in the Kovet Sa'aretz in Yevamos. He says, why shouldn't the rabbis be able to do this? They could be ochre d'oraisa, not a drabanan. So the Chasam Sofer says, yeah, you're right. In this way, the Chasam Sofer, in the last paragraph on his Chidushim in Maseches Megillah, only like six pages, the whole thing. So the last paragraph there, he asked this question, and he says that, yeah, in Achinami, when it comes to the Dinim Daraisa, we're not worried, and therefore they have the power, they're doing it Litzarech. But sometimes you find the principle of Chamurim Divrei Sofrim Yoser Mishal Torah. The Chasam Sofer says, yes, Chazal have the power to be Ochre Daraisa, but they don't have the power to be Ochre in earlier Durabanan. That is the Chasam Sofer's pshat. Rabbi Chanan gives a different answer. Rabbi Chanan says in Kovas Aris and Simon Slamach Tess that really when the Rabbanans say don't blow shofar, so the Torah says blow shofar. So what, the Rabbanan think don't blow shofar? No, there's a mitzvah to listen to the Rabbanan. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to listen to the Rabbanan. So when the Rabbanan say don't blow shofar, really you have two daraisas in front of you. One daraisa that says to blow shofar, one daraisa that says not to blow shofar. So you know what the rule is? Sheval ta'asa adif. Better not to act. Better to be passive. If you have two dinim in the Torah, one telling you to be active, one saying to be passive, better not to act. That's why the Chachamim could usually be oker. Because it's a din d'oraisa telling you to be passive. But what would be the suggestion here? The Rabbanan tell you to blow shofar only on these 2 days. And on the other days, don't blow. And the later Bezdin is telling you, blow, but then you have to go by the passive one, not to blow. So if you go by the best, that's the real root here of the question. By the Chachamim, it's not a difference like the Chasam Sofer said between Darabanans and Daraisas. The rule is usually, be passive if you have a machlokes, two halachas coming face to face. So when it's in the Torah, the Chachamim say don't do it, so you're passive. Because that's part of the Din Daraisa. But over here, on the Darabanan level, to do it on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, that would be taking the active view, and that's why it would be a problem. Okay? They're doing an add-on, but according to the potential original stage, they said, don't blow on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Don't blow on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, and now they're adding on to say, blow.
But if you have minion, you could blow on those days.
Well, we didn't get there yet. We're going to talk about that later. We didn't get there yet. But the Pashas, the Gemara here, is just assuming that if you only have 2 days of laning, there are only 2 days of laning, so the other days are not included. So that's why the Gemara assumes that. Okay, so anyway, back to the question of the Gemara. So is there a hint in the Megillah of these earlier laning days? So the Gemara has two opinions. First opinion is here, the next opinion is 15 lines down. We'll get to that. Amar Shirin Bar Abba, Amar Yochanan. Number one, Amar Krah, because the Pasuk says, L'kayim es yimei ha-purim ha-elab is manahem. To be mekayim these days of Purim in their times. And we darshan the last word, zmanim harbi tiknu lahem. Zmanahem means many times. He asked the Gemara, hamibar le-legufe. What do you mean? That Pasuk, we need it for itself. You have Purim in the proper time. So the Gemara says, "Imkein leimakras zman." Should have said the word zman. My zman ahem, zman ahem tuva. So zman ahem teaches me extra times, meaning include extra days, 11th, 12th, 13th. V'yakadmi b'ayle. No, maybe zman ahem needs to teach me the following halacha. Zmano shozeh lo kizmano shozeh. That anybody who has to lane it, who is supposed to lane it on the 14th, cannot lane it on the 15th, and vice versa. That's what bizmanehem in their respective times. So that word's not extra. So therefore, you can't use that to teach me these extra days. MK says the Gemara lemakras zmanam. No, it could have still said zmanam and taught me that halacha. My zmanehem. What's the zmanehem? The extra extra plural shmamina kulu. So that word teaches me that there were extra times to lane the Megillah. Ema's manim tuva, asked the Gemara. Hey, there are extra times, so maybe you can lay it into the middle of Shvat. Ema's manim tuva. How far do you go? So, no, zmanahem dumya dizmanam. No, compare zmanahem to compare the extra days to the days that you know of in the Megillah. Ma zmanam trey, just like zmanam is two, av zmanahem trey. So too, the extra times are two, so you know to add in two extra days to the 14th and the 15th. So they ask the Gemara, Ema Shrei Servet Leisar. So why do you add in 11 and 12? You skipped one. You have to add in the two previous, which is 12 and 13th. Forget the 11th. So you should have to add in the two previous ones. So Gemara says, no. Important line. No, because Rashi by Yitzchak says the 13th doesn't have to be included as a day that you're allowed to lay in the Megillah, because that's a day that everybody gathers. What does that mean? We'll say in a second. So that's why here too, it's the 13th is a day that everybody gathers, and therefore, of course, you could lay in the Megillah on that day. You don't need a pasuk to teach me that. So you use the pasuk to teach me the 2 days before that, the 11th and the 12th. Let's finish for a second, then we'll come back. How about if you're adding 2 days? Why do you do the previous ones? What about the later ones? Maybe it means the 16th and the 17th. Not the 11th and the 12th. Lo yavar ksiv. No, the pasuk says you're not allowed to go past tesvav, and that's it. So you can't go past gzeiras hakasev. You can't go past the 15th. So that is why we stop there. Period. Okay, there is a major machlokas rishonim between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. What does it mean zman kihilo lakol here? We don't even know why this is so important, but you'll see in a second that it is. Zman kihilo lakol, what does it mean? The 13th doesn't need a makar in the Megillah that you're allowed to lay in on there, because that's for sure you're allowed to lay in. Rashi says, third line on Rashi, in the second column, top left, where Tosas usually is. Zman kihilo lakol, hakol nikalu lihinaki mayayveyem beim bishum beim shar makomos. That's the day that they gathered in order to fight the war, and Rashi continues, Iker Hanes Bohaya. Okay, that's Rashi. That's the day that they gathered to fight the war. So that was part of the Nes already. The 13th they gathered to fight the war. That was part of the Purim story. So of course you could lay the Megillah on that day. That's the Yemei Purim. It's part of the story. Rabbeinu Tam here and other Rishonim quoted in the Rush say that no, they argue with Rashi, and they say, Zmaki Lakol here doesn't mean a day that they gathered. It means a day that we gather. And this is a remez to Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther is not in Shas. Amazingly. This is the reference in Shas, right here, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Zman kihilo lakol, it's a day that the Jewish people get together throughout history to daven, Tainus Esther, Zman kihilo lakol. And because of that, that's why it is an appropriate day to lay in the Megillah. Rather, Rabbeinu Tam says, Shakol mis asvin latainus Esther, ubam b'nei kfarim layaris, lomar slichus v'sachnunim, lefi shabo nikalu lamor anavsha. Tainus Esther. Ask all the achronim, what does Tainus Esther have to do with Purim? So they fast that day. So there's Tainus Esther. According to Rashi, you understand. Part of the Purim story, they gathered to fight. So you understand why that's a day to read the Megillah. But what does Tainus Esther have to do with it? So something that we're going to come back to a number of times, and we mentioned it already in Masechas Tainus towards the beginning. There are a number of sources that prove to us that Tainus Esther is not like the other fast days. Tainus Esther is the only fast day that's not because of the Churban. The other four are for the Churban. Asar B'Tevi, Shasa B'Tamah, Som G'dali, and Tisha B'Av. Tainus Esther has nothing to do with that. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Tainus, the Rambam says, there are four fast days that Chazar are Misakein to remember the Churban, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Perek Hey Halacha Aleph. And then in Halacha Hey, by the way, says the Rambam, V'Nagun is a minhag to fast another day of the year, Tainus Esther, etc. It's separated from the other fast days. Tainus Esther is different. The She'iltos points out it's the only fast day that you can make earlier. If the fast day falls down on Friday, this year, Purim's on Sunday. So when are we going to fast? On Thursday. Before. The rule usually is Akdumi Puranusa Lo Makdeminon. If Tishba falls out on Shabbos, we fast on Sunday. We don't make it earlier. Says the She'iltos, this is not a regular fast day. This is what's called by the She'iltos, by the Archas Chaim, a Tainus Shel Simcha. This Tainus Esther is a Yom, it's a part of Purim. It's not a fast day previously, separate. It's a Kiyam of Purim, this fast day. Why? Because to see the salvation of Purim in the contrast and first focusing on the Tzara preceding it, that's how we got the real message of Purim. By focusing on the Tzara and then having the Yeshua following. That's Tainus Esther. It's the Yom Simcha. It's the day that we remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered our tefillas. That's exactly the Lashon HaRambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Sefer HaMitzvahs at the end of the essays, the Rambam says, these are all the Daraises, and by the way, there are Darabanans as well. For example, says the Rambam, for example, Mikra Megillah. And what does he say about Mikra Megillah? Listen how he says it. The Rambam in the Hakdama to Minyan HaMitzvahs, he says, "V'tzivu likros a Megillah ba'onasa." Why do we lay in the Megillah? K'dei lahaskir shvachav shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'tishuo she'asalanu b'hayakarov l'shavaseinu k'dei levarcho l'halalo, to remember that Hashem heard our tefillas. When did He hear our tefillas? That's part of the Purim story, and that's why Tainus Esther is a for sure an appropriate day to lay in the Megillah on. That's pshat of Rabbeinu Tam here. Tainus Esther, so you don't need a pasuk. You don't need a pasuk. If it's obvious that it's a Yom Kriya. What is a Yom Kriya? It's a fast day before Purim. No. It's part of the Kiyum of Purim is Tainus Esther. That is not a separate entity, but it's the day. Oh, this year we have it separated by 3 days. But still, Tainis Esther is already part of the Persume Nisa, part of the story of Purim. If you want to look more about this, Rav Soloveitchik has a few pieces in Hari Kedem on it, but also Rav Turkin in the Kuntres Chanukah Megillah, in the first Siman, Siman Aleph, he talks about this Yesod. Okay, let's continue. So that's Zman Kidul HaKol, Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, this is a remez to Tainis Esther. Let's continue now. Second to last skinny line. Rishul Bar Nachmeni has a second pasuk. Second pasuk, what's the source that you could lean the 11th and the 12th? Where do those come in? Amar Kraki Yamashar Nachum Mehem Ayehudim. So like the days that the Jews rested on. Yamim Kayamim. L'rabos Yiralav Yudbeis. So it says Yamim, and then we have Kir, the Kaf HaDimyon, like the days mentioned in the Megillah. So again, you add on 2 days, you add on 11th and 12th. Ema Trace of a Tlaser. Maybe you add on the 12th and the 13th. Same as before. Amar Shem Ben Yitzchak. Yud Gimel Zmanki Lakol Hiv L'Tzarech L'Rabuye. No, you don't need a Pasuk for the 13th, and therefore you could use the Pasuk for the 11th and the 12th. The Ema Shitzav Shivsar, maybe you should include the 2 days afterwards. V'loyavar ksiv, again, it's v'loyavar, you can't go past the 15th. Fine, so we have two psukim. So now the Gemara says why each one doesn't hold of the other one. Rishir Manachmeni, my time alomar, mi bizman nehem. Why doesn't Rishir Manachmeni hold of the first pasuk of mi bizman nehem? Zman, zmanam, zmanahem, lomashmalei. He doesn't think that pasuk is extra. He thinks manahem is fine. It's not extra. Shrim Baraba, my time alomar, mi kiyamim. Why doesn't the first opinion hold like the second opinion? Amalacha, hula darutu dechsev. No, kayamim. Is that teaching me something about that time? It means, like those days, then they celebrated, so too we have to celebrate. But it's not teaching you a limud to include more days for the Ikar Hadin. Period. Next point. Amar Abba Barachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zu Dibri Rabbi Akiva Stim Ta'a. This, everything we've discussed so far, that there's a concept that you could have earlier days, is all Rabbi Akiva Stim Ta'a. What does that mean? Rashi quotes most anonymous Mishnayos in Shas are Rabbi Akiva, or Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Right, which Rashi quotes both of those pshatim. So Rabbi Akiva and his following hold of this idea that you have something called Yom HaKnisa. Aval, the darsh man zmanim zmanehem. They darsh in the pasuk. Aval chachamim omrim in karnos ala bismanim. But there is a sheet of the chachamim that argue on this whole principle. The chachamim say, no, you got 2 days to lay in it. The 14th and the 15th, and that's it. They reject, they argue on the Mishnah. The sheet of the chachamim. Meisvei, we're going to ask Akasha on this statement. So this is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, our Mishnah is only Rabbi Akiva. But there's a sheet of the chachamim that argue. So we're about to ask Akasha on that. Meisvei, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Emasai, when do we say that one is allowed to have these earlier times? Bizman Shashanim Ketikna Bisol Shruin Elan Masam. When the Jewish people are in Eretz Yisrael, and when we know exactly when the years are going to be, and we're Bekadei Shachodesh with Adim, when everything's going fine and beautiful. Alo bismanazeh, but bismanazeh in Golus, holu mistaklin ba, since everybody looks at it, ain karnasa elo bismana. Since everybody looks, you're only karnasa bismana. What does that mean, everybody looks? Rashi says that everybody knows that a month after the Yelein the Megillah is Pesach. So people aren't going to realize, they're going to lane it 4 days earlier, and then they're going to think it's Pesach, but then they're going to have Pesach 4 days too early. They're going to finish Pesach 4 days too early, and they're going to eat chametz on Pesach. Chas v'shalom. So that's why Bizman Azeh, when things aren't going exactly as we want, we don't have Malchus Beis David, we don't have a central Bezdim where we could send out to Shluchim and keep everybody in check. So that's why we don't have any early Purim days Bizman Azeh. We have it all 14th to 15th, so you know, a month after the Megillah, you will be eating matzah. Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Daman. So the Gemara says, this statement of Rabbi Yehuda, that Yumei HaKnisa used to apply, but they don't apply anymore, who is that according to? So, Ilema Aliba Rabbi Akiva is like Rabbi Akiva, who says in our Mishnah, hold of this Yom HaKnisa, Afilu Bizman Hazeh, Isa LaHaitakanta. Rabbi Akiva lived post-Korban. Rabbi Akiva lived on the overlap. So therefore, it sounds like according to Rabbi Akiva, that it should apply even Bizman Hazeh. So it can be Rabbi Akiva, Elo Lava Aliba Rabbanan. So it must be according to the Rabbanan, that the other Shita, the Rabbanan, who don't hold of the Yom HaKnisa. But what does Rabbi Yehuda say? But it sounds like that this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is saying that it only does not apply Bizman Hazeh, but it did apply previously. Tiyufta to Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta. So Rabbi Yochanan, we reject. Meaning, there is nobody who says it used to apply and doesn't apply anymore. Rabbi Akiva says it still applies. The Chachamim say it never applied, this halacha. So therefore, we reject this shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that there is an opinion out there that it used to apply and now it doesn't apply. Ika da Amrei, or we have a different version of Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Amar Abba Barachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zu de Rabbi Akiva Stimta. Everything we've said up until now, that it applies even Bizman Azeh, that's Rabbi Akiva. Abba Chachamim, but the Chachamim say, not that they never hold of it, but this version, Bizman Azeh, Holu Mistachlim Ba in Karnasala Bizmana. But the Chachamim say, things have changed Bizman Azeh. Once that's the version of Rabbi Yochanan's, then we have a proof to that from the Braisa. Tani Nami Hachi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai, Bizman Shashram Kitikla, Misol Shruna, Lad Masan, Abba Bizman Azeh, Holu Mistachlim Ba in Karnasala Ella Bizmana. Period. So we have two statements of Rabbi Yochanan. According to one version, we end with a kasha. According to the other version, we have a proof to him. Period. Okay? Next, Rav Ashi kasha led Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Ashi asked a question on two Rabbi Yehudas that he had. Umukim ala b'risa Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. And because of his contradiction that he had, he changed one of his sources to Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, not really Rabbi Yehuda. What was his problem? The following. Umi amar Rabbi Yehuda. Bizmana zehol b'mstaklam b'in karnasal bizmana. The second version that we just had out of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan quoted that in Rabbi Yehuda, that Bizman Hazeh, there's no early days. Because everybody's going to get mixed up and not realize that Pesach is pushed off a little bit. So that's why Bizman Hazeh, only 14th and 15th. That's one version of Rabbi Yehuda. But asks Rav Ashi, Braminu, but we have a kasha from a later mission in our parak. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says on Daf Hey, Amasai, when do we allow early times? Makam shenichrasim sheni v'chamishi in places where they get together on Mondays and Thursdays. Avo makam shenichrasim sheni v'chamishi in karnasa el bizmana, but days that they don't get together on Mondays and Thursdays, so then you have to read a bizmana, meaning only on the 14th and 15th. But what do you see from that Mishnah? Makam shenichnasim sheni v'chamishi miyakarinon va'afilu bizmana zeh. That Mishnah is bizmana zeh, and it sounds like the halacha of Yumei HaKnisa applies. So therefore we have a stira. Does Rabbi Yehuda say the whole thing doesn't apply anymore today or not? That was the Rav Ashi's problem. Umukim ala b'risa Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. So that's why he changed the authorship of the b'risa. Really, the b'risa is not Rabbi Yehuda, but it's really Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. Ask him 1 minute. Om Yishum Tekash Leid Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Mukim ala b'risa Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. Are you allowed to just change? It's a stira. Okay, change the person. You're allowed to do that. That's an easy way to get out of any kasha in Shas. You know, you have a stira. Okay, it's not him. You allowed to do that? So the Gemara said, no, you're right. Rav Ashi Shamulei. Rav Ashi heard a statement in the name of two people. Two different people. He didn't know which one was the right Masorah. And since he had a stiras, therefore he knew that one was wrong. Amar man to Tani Rabbi Yehuda lav dafka. It must be the one who said Rabbi Yehuda really didn't mean it. That was the father of the person who said it, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. Man to Tani Rabbi Yehuda dafka. So that is why it wasn't that he had a different, he changed it. It was just that he wasn't sure which one was right. Two dots. Okay. Krachim, next piece. Krachim, Amukavim, Chobim, Mos Yeshua Ben Nun. Again, there's so much in Maseches Megillah as there was in Maseches Tainis, but we have to say what we have to say, and we'll go further, and at the end we'll see what's left. Krachim, Amukavim, Chobim, Mos Yeshua Ben Nun, Korim, Bechamisha Asar. So we have in our Mishnah that walled cities from the time of Yeshua Ben Nun, we quoted the Yerushalmi, read on the 15th. We know it immediately. How do you know this? If you look in the Megillah itself, it talks about the Yemei Purim, our 14th and 15th, but it says Beferish. It only explicitly says that the Prazos will read it on the 14th. That's all it says in the Megillah. What we have to find out is, what about Shushan? It says Tesvav is going to be a Yantif, so somebody's going to read it on the 15th. But we're not 100% sure who. There's Shushan to talk about, and there's the wall cities to talk about. So that's the Gemara's question. How do you know that the wall cities are read on the 15th? Amarav Adam Makrab. Because it's an inference. Because the Pasuk says, Alkein HaYudim HaPrazim HaYoshrim Ba'ari HaPrazos. The open cities will read it on the 14th. Mashma, midefrazim barbasar, mukavin b'chamisha asar. So it's mashma that if the open cities are on the 14th, the wall cities will be on the 15th. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Maybe it's a different inference. Ve'im ha'prazim b'arba'asar, maybe open cities should read it on the 14th. Mukavin klal v'klal lo, but wall cities shouldn't read it at all. What a havamina. They shouldn't read it at all? We sure don't have difficulty what this havamina is. Maybe the havamina is that the nace didn't happen there. It was a local nace. It wasn't a nace in Eretz Yisrael. So if it wasn't at Tefani v'klal Yisrael, either way this havamina is quickly rejected. V'lav Yisrael ninu? What do you mean? Aren't they Jews? All Jews have to keep this holiday. The Odmi Hoduvat Kush Ksiv. It says it was celebrated from Hoduvat Kush, all the cities. So of course the walled cities have to celebrate and read the Megillah. So you can't say that they don't have a chiyuv. The Ema Prazim Bar Bisar Mukafin Bar Bisar Uba Chamisar. So maybe the Prazim, the open cities, will read on the 14th. Mukafin will have to read it on both days. the 14th, and the 15th. So we say Kiddichsiv. No, Kiddichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Leos Osim is Yom HaBar Asar L'Chodesh Adar Ves Yom Chamisha Asar Bo B'chol Shana. Maybe they would share a Bechiyah to read on both days. So where it says, no, Iha because of Es Yom HaBar Asar V'chamisha Asar Kiddah Ka'amrit. If it would have said that Pasuk, fine, I might have said that it means both. But there's a break in between. Hashad Dechsiv Es Yom HaBar Asar V'es Yom Chamisha Asar Asa Es Upasik. But the word S is coming to be mafsik between them. Hani barbasar vahani b'chamisha asar. One's on the 14th, one's on the 15th. You can't say that anybody's a chiyev to read it both days. Bizman hazeh, some places read it both days, but that's al safik. Right? Places in the suburban Yerushalayim aren't sure which day to read it. They read it both days. That's al safik. That's not al, you know, a chiyev to read it both days. Continuing, v'ema prazim barbisar mukafin ibo b'chamisar, ibo b'chamisar. Maybe still the open city read on the 14th and the wolves have a choice. The 14th or the 15th. So where says no? Amar krab is manehem, zmano shazelo, kazmano shazeh. No, we have a drasha that says each day must read it on their respective days and will not be yotzi on the other days. B'yemad betzleisar. What about the 13th? Maybe the wall said you should read it on the 13th. You know they're a day off. Maybe on the 13th. No, kishushan. You can't have shushan all by itself. Shushan's on the 15th. So therefore, the wall cities are also with shushan. There is a machlokas we showed him. What about wall cities in chutz la'aretz? What if you have a walled city in Chutz La'aretz from the time of Yeshua ben Nun? Right? So when does that machlokas? Rov Rishonim, the Ramban say that there's no such thing as a walled city in Chutz La'aretz. Walled city in Eretz Yisrael, that's what it goes on. But other Rishonim, there's a Deya that's quoted in the Rishonim, the Rashba, that says, no, Shushan is a walled city in Chutz La'aretz. And they read on the 15th, so maybe that's Huadin, any walled city from that time. That's a machlokas Rishonim. Period. Ashkechan Asiya Zachir Min Alon, so fine. I know these psukim are all about the mitzvahs of Purim. Asiya, zechira, minolan. How do you know that all these psukim refer to the Megillah also, remembering the Purim story through the Megillah? Amakra, vayama elan skarman nasim, ishke zechira lasiya. No, because it's a hekesh. So we compare these, you see in the pasuk, they are put together, these words, it's karim v'nasim, they should be remembered and done and performed. So that's how you know they are compared. The Ritva says, not totally. We know you can't have the Suda at night, even though you lay the Megillah at night. So we're not comparing the Megillah to all the mitzvahs of Purim, but at least in a sense, in terms of the general day. Even though we're going to learn in Avdala later that the Megillah is read both by day and by night, while the Suda has to happen during the day. Period. Next point. Masnisan Kaloki Aitana. Our Mishnah, which says that you go by the wool cities of the times of Yeshua ben Nun, is not like the following opinion. The Tanya of Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, because Yeshua ben Karcha hold differently. Karcha no Makov ben Chobam Yosach HaShveirosh, Karn B'chamisha Asar. Yeshua ben Karcha says, Pashit, you go by wool cities of the time of HaShveirosh, not of the time of Yeshua. My time of Yeshua ben Karcha, why? Ki Shushan, just like Shushan. Ma Shushan Makevas Chomam Yosach HaShveirosh, Karn B'chamisha Asar, just like Shushan. Was a walled city in the time of Achashverosh, and you read it on the 15th. Of Koshem, Ukevas Chomim, Mas Achashverosh, Karim Bechamisha Asar. So to all walled cities at that time, right? That's the one that seems to make more sense, right? Vatani Dan My Taima. So what about our Tana? Why doesn't our Tana go by Achashverosh? Why does he go by Yoshua? So we quoted the Yerushalmi before, but here it goes My Taima. Yalef Prazi Praze. It's Exereshava. Ksipacha Kena Yudim HaPrazim. In the Megillah it says Prazim. Vksipasam Levan Meara Prazi Arbei Maod. It says in Dvarim Prazi Malahalon. You take out the next two words, the Gra does, Malahalon, Mimos Yeshua ben Nun, Afkan Mimos Yeshua ben Nun. So you have Xerah Shava. Rashi calls this Xerah Shava. The Ramban says there's Xerah Shava between Megillus Esther and Torah. That's amazing. So the Rashba says, yeah, Megillus Esther has the status of Torah, Divrei Kabbalah. Megillus Esther is different than other Svarim. So therefore, you're allowed to make Xerah Shava from Megillus Esther to Torah. Amazingly. You can't make Xerah Shavas from other Svarim and Navi and Ksuvim, but that's the Rashba. So Bishlama. So we have two opinions. Why do you go by Yeshua ben Nun? Either Lach L'Kavil Eretz Yisrael, that's the Bavli, or Prazi Prazi, that's the Yerushalmi, and Prazi Prazi is the Bavli. So why doesn't each one hold to the other one? Bishlama. Bishlama ben Karcha lo Amar Katana Didan. Bishlama ben Karcha doesn't go like our Mishnah to Lesley Prazi Prazi. He doesn't have that Xerah Shava, and we know you can't learn Xerah Shava if you didn't get a Masorah from your Rebbe. So we know why he would reject that. Elotani Didan My Time Alam Kishu ben Karcha. Why doesn't our Tana hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha and go by Zman HaChashveiro? My time of it's like Prazi Prazi. What do you mean? Why? Because he has a Xerah Shava. So where's it? No, this is what I mean. Hachi Kamar. Ella Shushan, come on. No, Shushan is stuck in the middle. The Gra takes out that word. Loka Prazim, Loka Mukafin. Why should Shushan go by the 15th? Well, according to our Tana, because we're going by walled cities be May Yehoshua, and Rashi says it's unclear whether Shushan was walled in the times of Yehoshua, and it's not an open city in the times of Achashverosh. So therefore, why does Shushan fit and go on the 15th? Amar Rava, Varmi Lakidi, Rabba or Kedi said, Shani Shushan hova nasa bo nes. No, Shushan's different. The nes happened in Shushan. Shushan could have different rules, even if you go by the times of Yeshua bin Nun. Period. Bishlam alatani didan hayin dechsev medina medina v'ir v'ir. According to our Tana, I understand what the Megillah means when it says medina medina ir v'ir. There are two different distinctions being alluded to here. Medina medina l'chalik bein mukav and choma mibos Yeshua bein nun mukav choma mibos Achashverosh. Medina medina teaches me that we go by the walled cities of Yeshua and not Achashverosh. Ir v'ir nami l'chalik bein Shushan l'shara yaros. Ir v'ir is to distinguish between Shushan and other cities. So those two phrases in the Megillah teach me something. El Yeshua bein Karacha, but according to him, Bishlam medina. Medina l'chalik bin Shushan l'shara yaros. I understand Medina teaches me one halacha, and that is to be mechalik between Shushan and other cities. He doesn't have a chilik between Yeshua and Achashverosh. So therefore, what does he use the other phrase for? Asked back, what do you mean? According to your opinion, it fits in so well. Kibin to Islay Prazi Prazi Medina Medina Lamali. You already have a Xer Shava teaching you the halacha. So what do you need this phrase Medina Medina to teach you the halacha? So it doesn't work out. It fits in well for you, but it's still extra. Elakrola drasha u'da'asa. Don't ask me any kashas. This pasuk is telling me another drasha. Ukud Rabbi Shua ben Levi u'da'asa. It's teaching me something about Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Dar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Krach v'chola samichlo v'chola nira imo nidoke krach. You know what the extra word Medina, Medina, or Irvi is teaching me? That not only does the walled city read it on the 15th, but any suburb close to the walled cities, anyone seen in vicinity of the walled city will be treated as the walled city. At comma, how far? Mill, right from Chamatan Tveri, which is a mill. Vidleima mill. Why don't you just say mill? Kamash malah. How kamash malah? The shear of the mill. Kama having Chamatan Tveri. No, it's teaching you how much a mill is that distance. Period. We'll stop here. Just one other thought. The Minchas Chein, Rav writes in his Haggadah. Why is it that we celebrate the day that Klai Yisrael rested? Shouldn't we celebrate the day that they won the war? We don't have to celebrate the day they rested. So he writes that no, because Klai Yisrael doesn't celebrate. Victory per se is not what we're interested in. We're interested in being victorious, and so now we have more time to sit and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yom Menucha is the real celebration. And not that. That's why in the Megillah, all these days, the 40th and 15th, is the day that they rested, because Yom Menucha is really the day that we yearn for and we wish we didn't have, which fits in yet to the vart that we had yesterday from Rav Kook, that Melchama is not a permanent idea. Moshua Melchama is not Yarshin's. Doesn't go be Yerusha. That's the part we had. The ending Sechas Tain, the beginning Sechas Megillah. So we put that together. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's sponsored by the Spinner family, Zech Nishmas, Ephraim Yitzchak Ben Yeben Yaakov. Okay, Hashem. Also, just 1 hour next week, Hashem, I'll be giving Sunday and Monday, but Monday night I'm going to Eretz Yisrael for a couple days for the yeshiva. So Menachem will be giving next week, Tuesday through the, just 1 week. I'll be back the following week, early the following week. Okay, so the first week of Megillah, Daf Dalet, Daf Zayin, those are mammoth dafim. So Menachem's going to take you along. Chayav Yiddish Levesume, see what Purim's like this year after he gives that shir. We'll see. We'll work it out. Okay.
According to Rashi, if you make it earlier.